You know, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is idolatry, right? What about manipulation? You got people in your reality who are always trying to manipulate you, trying to overpower. These are psychopaths. These are sociopaths. These are people who are trying to kind of co-opt your freedom and your identity and your free will. It kind of blows your mind, really, to be honest with you. It kind of blows your mind. To me, manipulation is witchcraft. I can't think of a Bible verse that pertains to it. There might be one, but I can't think of one. The only thing that I could think of that could be close would be verses about how they, instead of doing the will of God, they want you to do the will of the flesh, the will of the Gentiles, or the will of mankind, some kind of person trying to get you to do their will. And so, if you say, hey, I'm going to do the will of God, and I actually dealt with this when I was married. Yeah, we're going to do God's will. And the wife wanted to do her will, do something else, you know. And that's the way it worked out. She went ahead and did her thing. You want to do God's will, and somebody else wants to do their will. It could even be with friendship, family. It could be with rental situation. It could be pretty much across the board, you know. It could be across the board. The reason that the world, even in politics, the reason that the Democrats hate the Republicans is this very same concept. If there's a constitution, and if we're a republic, why do they want to change it to a democracy? You know what a democracy is? Mob rules. Instead of the law ruling, it's mob rules. See, what happens is we got these educated people in judges' positions that see all sides, and they make decisions based on hopefully what's true and what's fair and what's right. But when the mob says, we're going to do it our way, the mob wants to do have it their way, right? I'm going down the highway. These vapors messing up my car. Messing up my experience while I'm driving. They sit in the back seat. Even though they're not vaping, they smell like a vape. You can smell them a mile away. They're not vaping, but they smell like one. It's a trip. Mob rule. And mob rule is rebellion. the hive mind, a lot of the hive mind is, most of it, I guess it all, pretty much all is witchcraft, because they're doing the will of the devil, doing their own, they are their own gods, you know. The hive mind is pretty much happening all the time. Kind of blows your mind. So, how do we have weekly and daily and monthly and yearly appearance of normal when everybody in the hive is abnormal? They're doing their own will, and that's contrary to the truth. How is this place even functioning? Well, it's not. It's a facade. It's fake. It's all fake. And they're putting on like everything's cool. That's all you need to know right there. The only thing that can function in stability is truth. And so all you have to do is think about A plus B is equal to C, right? 1 + 1 = 2. All you have to do is think about it and realize your whole society is just a fake reality, because if they're contrary to God, they're contrary to themselves, contrary to the universe, contrary to everything. And so they're just putting on a fake reality. It's not even real. It's all fake. They're putting on some kind of a semblance of normalcy. An semblance of normalcy. And so the higher ups above the bankers are telling everybody what to say to get everybody to believe the lies. So everything they're saying, the whole system's upside down. If the Bible makes it clear, if it's the devil's world, then what you're experiencing is normal is abnormal. What you thought is normal around you, your society, your culture, your city, your state, your media, your news, everything is abnormal, but you think it's normal because you're surrounded by it 24/7. Even your 501(c) churches, they're abnormal because it's a 501(c). It's a business. But when Trump came in and said you don't have to tie to the government, what they say, you can't preach or not preach, you know, that was a good thing, but who knows if it's still in force, who knows. But they trained them so long to not talk about politics in church or whatever, they lose their 501(c). People are still afraid to talk about it. They have to let the state tell them what to preach, you know. It's really sad. Sad state of affairs. And I'm going down the highway because I was in another city, and I'm watching these antennas, really tall antennas when you get way out. And I'm pretty sure that's the hive sending out a signal. Mind control, reading minds, all that. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm pretty sure they're doing it already. They might not be exact. They might not get everything right. But they're trying to read minds and send thoughts and mind control and all that stuff. The chemtrails. They've admitted it. They're planting chemicals in the sky to create rain. They've admitted it. There's documentaries on it. It's all over. But people still deny it. The younger people are starting to see it. I talk to a lot of people. The younger people start to see it. But the older people, they still in delusional land. What do you think about the chemtrails? What's that? What do you think about crypto? What's that? What reality are you living in? Ridiculous. Anyway, I got somebody in the 3D trying to manipulate me, and I'm trying to work through it. Is that witchcraft, or what is that? Is it witchcraft, or is it fear? Is it paranoia? What is their... I'm trying to talk it through just to see what their deal is, because it sounds like to me when people get into fear and paranoia, they try to use witchcraft to manipulate a situation. That's what it looks like. Or if they're not getting their way, they want it their way, and so they have to manipulate because they want it the way they want it. They're living in fear sometimes, and they want it their way to have some kind of security down here. But they don't, instead of trusting God, they want to get somebody to be their God for them, and that's just not going to happen.